Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Get your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of messages we are going to receive from the divine today. And we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. And I suppose I should tell you that I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, so you know who it is that's talking to you. Okay, so let's find out who DC Love is and what's up with her. Okay, DC, you're on.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master and teacher, also a radio host, and I'm certified by the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. But prior to this, you know, these life-changing experiences that I've had, my work had been in law enforcement. But I've hung up my .357, and now love is my revolver. I have come to know that love is what I am, and love is what we all are. And this is the force I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. I am also a conscious channel, a radio show host, a published author, and probably a lot of other things that I'm missing. But you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the Morning with Jesus tab and scroll to the bottom of that page, and you'll find Learn More buttons and pictures of both of us. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So if you want to connect with DC, that's one of the ways you can find her. And, of course, she'll already be on one of my websites, so feel free to look around. There's lots of free information there to help you on your journey to becoming who you are becoming. All right, now that we've got all that out of the way, we can start hearing the messages that we have for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, as I was getting ready to connect with you, the angel said, worry is like a rocking chair, always in motion, but not going anywhere. So that's the first message that I received. And I put that on Facebook. It sounded good to me.
It does sound good.
Yeah. So I connected with Archangel Raphael, and here's the message I received. Blessings, beloved. Beloveds, it is I, Archangel Raphael. My name means God heals. I am the angel of healing. I come before you today to help you to move forward on your divine mission. There are areas of your life that are in need of healing. Allow me to bring peace with my emerald green healing light to whatever you are encountering. In spiritual truth, you are already healed. In times of serious illness, I will be right by your side, giving you the courage to face whatever lies before you, as well as continued support and resolve. Call upon me and allow myself and your divine team to assist you, bringing healing to your mind, body, and spirit. You are never alone. Put your issues into my hands. All you have to do is ask for my help. My healing is very subtle. You will hear and intuitively feel guided as you align with the healing you are seeking. I also will assist those who have chosen to take a healing path. Within each of you are healing abilities. Some of you may seek more formal training, while others step into service when needed. There are so many healing modalities, each with equal importance. I will guide you to the tools that are necessary, as well as the training that is needed. If you have been thinking of pursuing a career in healing, invite me in to help you step onto your path. Others may be looking for a healer to work with. I can assist you in finding an earthly healer that resonates with your energy. Do not be afraid to talk with me. Ask for whatever healing you are needing, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, financial, or spiritual. I will be at your side when you call upon me. Be open to the guidance I provide. Embrace my energy as I will help you to connect with the wisdom within. As you connect with the power of love and divine source, you will see that you have the ability to heal disease, also known as dis-ease. I will also help you to live a life based upon love. When you realize you are connected to God or source, this vital life force that flows within you has the ability to remain in a continued state of health. Create that essential connection and learn how to utilize your own healing powers. Open your heart and allow the healing to flow. Together we can resolve your issues and you can move forward on your journey. I am with you always. You are loved, Archangel Raphael. And then Archangel Raphael guided me to read another channeling that I had written. There's a famous quote that I'm sure that you all have heard. Reach for the moon, and even if you miss, you land among the stars. I personally believe in the power of positive thinking. Being positive or negative is a choice, and it strongly affects your life. You can choose to be positive or negative, but that in itself is just the start. You also have to feel positive and have positive actions. When you stay in a positive mindset, you find that you also feel healthier as well as more optimistic. When life doesn't always go our way and a problem occurs, there's always a lesson to be learned. We have to go beyond the problem. If we continually try to fight or resist, we become more stressed, and this is a battle that will never be won. We have to learn to let go. Life was never meant to be a struggle. We can choose what we think, and when we choose to think more positively, everything changes for the better. So please pay attention to your thoughts. What you think manifests in your life. This may seem very simple, but in reality, it works. Decide today that you're going to choose a life to live more positively and to be aware of having more positive thoughts each day. Let every day be a reason to live. Live for something. Live for yourself and live your life to its fullest potential. Remember, a beautiful day starts with a beautiful mindset. Be grateful for everything that you have. Life is amazing, and it's as amazing as you allow it to be. Happiness is a choice. Love is a choice. Choose to spread love and kindness to at least one person each day. If everyone did that, could you imagine how beautiful the world would be? And just remember, by changing your thoughts, you can change your world. By replacing negative thoughts with positive ones, we begin to see positive results. Don't let other people's negativity become your reality. What they say or feel is a reflection of who they are, and don't take it personally. Life isn't always going to be perfect, but please remember, every day is a gift. There are going to be good days and bad days, and realizing this, it helps us to go with the flow of life's up and downs. Try to always think positively, and remember, every thought that we have, whether it's positive or negative, is a choice. Your thoughts are very powerful, so please choose carefully. Even when life doesn't turn out exactly how we plan, there's always an opportunity for it to be awesome. Life is made up of beautiful moments. Stay positive, have faith, and remember, tomorrow is always another chance to start over. All we have for now is today. So make today the day that you choose positivity over negative thoughts. Share your positivity with others. If you were able to turn your thoughts around, why not help someone else? Positive attitudes are contagious. Others will like being around you. Positivity is a great building block for any situation. Every minute we have a blessing, so remember to appreciate the little things. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string that we have, and that's our attitude. So choose to be positive. See what happens. You just may be pleasantly surprised. And the last message I have is God has you at the right place at the right time because he wants you to do something amazing in your life. Don't get caught up in the hows, the whens, the whys of God. Get caught up in trusting him. Don't worry if you find yourself on a difficult path. God is there. He's going to lead you to the perfect destination. Take time to do what makes your soul happy. Learning and living will bring meaning to your life. Be an example for others to follow. Show kindness to all you meet. At times, we must look past the little defeats and trust in God's plan for us. We must remain faithful to obtain his blessings, especially during our struggles. Never worry. Instead, pray. Worry doesn't solve anything. Turn your problems over to God and have faith that all will work out for your highest good. God wants us to rely upon him. When we open our hearts and allow his solutions to come in, we begin to see miracles happen. God's love allows us to see things in a different light. We see and we feel things differently than we did before. There will still be little defeats, but they will not have the power they once had over us. God's love is a miracle. When you allow God's love to fill you, you will never be the same. You are his work and his greatest miracle. Each day, he continues to do work through you. Positively, you know, become aware of the miracles in your life and know that anything is possible through God. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, DC. And now we'll see what Jesus wants to flow through me. Okay, here we go. My beloved, there are so many choices that you are making in your lives. You are choosing who you are being, how deeply you are feeling, how much you are allowing your life to change. There are so many levels for you to exist. And this is true for each and every one of you. Some of you live very shallow lives, lives that really have no deepness, no meaning, no foundation. They are based on what is happening in the moment, but it is on circumstances, not on you, not on who you are being, not on what you are feeling, not on what you are creating. And you tend to live your lives just going with the flow. Whatever you hear is happening in the world is what you are feeling. You're not focusing on you. You're making everything else important. And that is why your life feels very shallow, very empty, very unfulfilling. Because you're not even recognizing your own fullness. This is why we encourage you to go within. It may seem like that's all we ever say to you is go within, go within, go within. And that may be true. Because what you really seek in your life is within you. All of the answers to all of your questions are within you. Put you here and not give you access to answers. God did not abandon you. Everything is within you. But most of you never look there. You look everywhere else in the world, but you never look there. You believe everything has to be so complicated and so difficult, when actually, God creates simplicity. That's why all you need to do is go within. It's a matter of learning you. And as you are learning you, you are expanding, evolving, growing. You are changing your life, and you are changing the lives of others. you really are more powerful than you've ever believed. But in order to experience any of that, you need to shift your focus. You need to go within. You need to allow yourself to feel, to see, to live your connection with the Creator. To just feel that beautiful, peaceful, loving energy that is you. And that energy is always within you. But in order to experience it, you must go within. And that means you have to stop having all of that connection with everything in the world. And we have told you before that not watching the news will actually bring you more peace. Watching all of that turmoil on those television sets will allow you to feel the peace within you. Stop looking for the answers outside of yourself. Go to where they already are. And if you have questions about it or difficulties with it, then ask. We hear everything you say, everything you think, every moment of your existence. So you may want to start thinking that you are constantly in prayer, because you are. You have no secrets from God. God is within you. How can you have secrets? Start accepting the truth of who you are. Start accepting that eternal connection. Start accepting that eternal love. And start letting go of all of that stuff that just does not make you feel good. You are not required to suffer through life. And some of you have been taught that you are required to suffer through life. And it's not true. You are not required to suffer through life. Go within. Even if it's just for a moment, just let yourself be aware of what you are actually creating. Be aware of the beliefs that shape your existence. And then you can decide which ones to let go of. And that changes everything. So anytime you are wondering about your life, feeling overwhelmed with your life, go within. Just go within and sit. And let your thoughts drift by like clouds in the sky till you feel that peace. It is there. It is within you. It is waiting for you. Go within. And start truly living your own life. We love you. Be well. Okay.
That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right, we have come to the part of the show where we will take questions from callers and people in the chat room. So if you have a question and you have called in, don't forget to press 1 to raise your hand so that I can see it on my lovely little switchboard thingy. And if you are logged into the chat room, you can type your question and we will read it. I'm having one of those mornings where it's something you can't even put into words.
You know what, Barbara? I went to the healing mass last night, and I'm having one of those mornings too. So Ginger is here to give readings with me. I think she's been hanging out with Joan too much. She said, can't you have morning with Jesus in the afternoon? And I said, then it wouldn't be morning with Jesus. I told her she's got to get to bed a little bit earlier. There's no excuse for her to be up late.
Yes. I always have to remember to get to bed earlier on Wednesdays, Mondays and Wednesdays, so I can be up on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
But I go to that healing mass, Barbara, and I still like, I feel like part of me is still there, you know. I'm still not like 100% here. And Ginger's showing up with her sunglasses on, what she's been up to. Got her sunglasses on, her shades. I don't know.
She is leading such an interesting life in her time.
Yeah, she is.
Who knows who else?
Hanging out with me a little bit, you know. She and Betty haven't been, they said, you know, they're having fun, so that's cool.
Well, that must be why Betty's not up yet this morning. She was hanging out with Ginger last night.
She comes out with sunglasses, you'll know.
Okay, no one is pressing one and raising their hands. And I am not talking, and neither are you. So we have to, we either have to end the show or come up with something to say.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we must have done a good job, is all I could think of, Barbara, you know.
Well, it's always interesting to me how the messages that we receive. And just so people will know, we don't talk before this show. We don't, you know, sit down and decide what we're going to get messages about or anything like that. Whatever we tell you is whatever is flowing. But it's always interesting to me how it all connects with what's going on in my personal life. You know, I'm reading these two books now, and they're both talking about the positive thinking, the making the changes to the way you think. And when I'm doing that, and I'm also doing the releasing work that I was guided to learn to do, and I just find that my life really does just get better and better and better. And last night I went out and I had dinner with some friends, and they live kind of out in the country. And so I'm driving home, and, you know, it's dark, and I'm out on this road. There's no other people. There's no other cars. You know, I'm the only one out there. And I'm just thinking, oh, my gosh, life is so great. Life is so wonderful. And just the contrast between the way I'm feeling about that now and the way I would have been feeling about being out there alone on this road in the country a while ago. And I would have had all those thoughts about, you know, oh, I'm alone. What if the car breaks down? What if? And none of that stuff was going through my mind. And it just made me realize how much I've let go of those thoughts of negativity and how much better I feel.
Oh, my goodness.
As a result. Okay, we have a hand up. Yay!
Hey!
All right, so we're going to... Oh, honey, this is Helena.
It is.
Good morning.
Just wondering if there are messages for me. Lots of changes, feelings, things.
Okay, let's find out what kind of interesting stuff we have for Helena. All right, DC, what do you have?
Oh, good morning, Helena. It's so nice to hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
The first thing I'm getting to tell you, the voice within is the loudest voice with which, you know, you speak, because it's closest to you. And it's the voice that tells you whether everything else is true or false, right or wrong, good or bad, as you define it. And the deepest secret, Helena, and Jesus is whispering in your ear, the deepest secret is that life is not a process of discovery, but, Helena, it's a process of creation. So he's saying, beloved, you're not discovering yourself. You're creating yourself anew, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't, you know, figure out, you know, who you are. You have the power to determine who you want to be, Helena, okay?
Yeah.
And that's Jesus whispering in your ear. And Mother Mary is asking you just to have a little bit more patience, beloved, and trust in divine timing, because God's timing is always perfect, okay? And I guess you needed this little reminder today to have a little patience, with God's plan for you and solutions. And don't try to push anything. You know, just go with the flow, okay? And Mother Mary is there, and she's sitting with you as everything is coming to fruition, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
And she's holding you in her embrace, Helena. I could feel her just you're held in her beautiful arms, okay? I'm getting, is there something in regard to your mother or a mother figure? Because I'm getting to something around a mother, so Mother Mary is here to help you with that. And she's saying, whatever you think of, whatever comes up in your mind first is what is needing to be addressed and healed. Okay?
Okay.
And you don't have to say anything. It's between you and Mother Mary. And she's just going to help you gently to release what it is from the past that you're holding on to, so that you have, you have this healing that's in the present as well as in the future, Helena.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so. With the mother figure, I don't know. I visited my aunt a week ago. And things were good, but I'm always concerned about her safety and well-being,
Okay. Give the problem to Mother Mary, hon, and to the angels. Like I said, I went to a healing mass yesterday. When I go to the healing mass, I'm not all here today. And Ginger's saying, you're not here all here any day. Okay, Ginger's been hanging out with Joan too much. But she's saying, hey, Helena, girlfriend. She's saying, your situation's getting better. She's saying, she sees money. And she said, you're going to find it in unexpected places, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying, just be a little bit, responsible with the money. Don't go crazy. And that's from Ginger. And I think she had a couple other, okay. The other message is she's saying, Helena, she's saying your dreams are coming true, hon, okay? And she's showing me, Helena, not little dreams, but these big, big dreams are coming true for you. And she's saying, but just take one step at a time, Helena, okay?
Yeah.
And, don't get overwhelmed. Think of one thing a day that you want to work on, maybe two. And when you do this, you're going to see how everything progresses really quickly, okay? And then Ginger is showing me, she's showing me that there's going to be this massive party, and she's saying you better invite, me, DC, my mom. She's saying you better invite Barbara, because she's showing me it's going to be party time, and she wants you to just, really, really celebrate, there's going to be something big coming, Helena, okay?
Well, okay.
And the other thing she's asking, Helena, do you have, have you heard of, vision boards?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, because she's showing me that she thinks that you would really benefit if you have, a vision board, okay? Be creative and just, once that you put it there and you could see it, really in front of you, it's going to make a big difference. It's going to be really inspiring. Okay, and she's asking you to really get your priorities in order, okay? So what do you feel is, most important to you? She's saying focus on that, okay?
Okay.
And then we have Archangel Sandalphon coming in, and he's saying, Helena, he's, sort of continuing on with Ginger's message, focus your intentions. He's saying, focus your intentions, beloved child of light and love. Focus upon the many blessings all around you now in this moment. Focus upon your heart's desires. Focus upon the light within. Helena, focus upon this moment, allowing the next moment to unfold in its entirety. Focus upon that which is before you and release all that has come before. Focus upon your breath, allowing resistance to simply dissolve. Focus upon the allowing all to unfold, allowing all to be made manifest into physical form. Now, that was Archangel Sandalphon, Helena.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Archangel Raphael coming in, and he's just asking you to please, Helena, have faith. And he's showing me he's with you. The other angels are with you, Mother Mary, Jesus. You have this big divine team with you, and I'm getting the word miracles, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting, do you do like a massage or anything once in a while? Give yourself like a treat like that? Because I'm getting that you have so much held within you, like this is going to help to get it out. Like the physical toxins.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Oh, it totally does. I'll try to do that. It's been a matter of not, you know, having the finances for it.
Okay. Because even, you know, they have, like, schools and stuff. Like, I have one in
mm-hmm.
my area. I think you pay $5
mm-hmm.
because the students need to practice. So it's a minimal amount, but you're going to get great benefit from it.
Okay.
And you're going to feel so much better. So Archangel Michael, he's with you, and he's with Archangel Raphael, and they say that, you know, please, if you can't afford that, you know, like look in your area and you'll see that, you know, you'll find something that's reasonable. But Archangel
mm-hmm.
Michael is Selena. He's bringing forth a powerful blessing to you, and it's going to like be a person that shows up in your life to help you just when you need it most.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a man or a woman, but like I said, when you're needing it most during times of trouble, or just when you really need that helping hand and you feel like you're at the end of your rope, this person is just going to appear, okay? And
yeah.
Archangel Michael, you know, he knows when this person's going to be needed most, so they'll appear during divine timing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it could be just for a second that you see this person, or it could be until the situation is resolved, okay? So
mm-hmm.
this person could even come in, you know, in regard to prosperity. But to bring this person in, Archangel Michael is handing you this beautiful key, Helena, and he refers to it as the Savior, okay? And he's saying, Helena, take this key, beloved, with love and gratitude. Hold it next to your heart and know that its gift is delivered, and so it is. And he's asking that you allow people to love and support you, and you allow people to, you know, help you and bring advice and, you know, welcome it with gratitude. And please, he said, above all, Helena, welcome the assistance of people that Archangel Michael, like, that he's sending you, okay? And trust that the universe is going to bring wonderful, loving people into your life, okay? Because what I'm getting is the angels are saying, sort of like currently as we're connecting, you're experiencing, like, changes with maybe relationships or friendships, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling like there may be some kind of, like, growing pains going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's meant to, like I said, you know, it's meant to, like, some of the old friendships may be, you know, like moving, you know, like dropping off, and new ones may be coming in. Excuse me. But embrace the new relationships, okay? Because the ones that you're connecting with now, they're meant to be there for a lifetime, okay? And what I'm getting is the word kindred spirits, okay? So you're going to be connecting with kindred spirits, and they're going to help, and they're going to contribute to your overall well-being, okay? Helena, open your heart and welcome them with open arms, okay? So don't worry about the friends that are moving in a different direction. Send them off with peace and love, and know that if they're meant to be in your life, they're going to come back, hon, okay? When the timing is right for you and them. And it's okay, you know, if you're sad, if you grieve a little bit when friends move on, but make sure that you open, you know, your arms widely to enjoy the new relationships that are moving in, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting that you really need to be connected with friends where the relationship is equal, Helena, and not one-sided, okay?
Yeah.
It's not a healthy relationship if one person is putting in all the effort, okay? So the angels are saying, please, Helena, let go of the friends that are fading away and embrace the new ones that are on their way, hon, okay? Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does, total.
Okay. God
Thank
bless
you,
Helena. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's see what Jesus wants to say to you today. Beloved, you are going through so much right now. And we understand that. And we feel that there has been moments when there was fear and confusion and turmoil and chaos. And all of that was about you coming back to you, learning that the circumstances that are happening around you do not dictate your life. You are not what is happening around you. You are learning to go within, to actually trust, to trust your heart, to trust the love that the Creator has for you, to trust that everything has a purpose, has a reason. And sometimes you just have to figure out what that reason is. And sometimes you don't have to figure anything out. You just have to trust. So you've been having some intense lessons lately. And we know that it is trying for you at times because you are one of those people that wants to know exactly what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and what it means, and all of that other stuff. But you're learning to let that go. You are having an amazing impact on a lot of people now just by being you. I want you to really, truly open your heart to yourself. And we know that this is so difficult for you to do, but we want you to do it anyway. So how would it be if you let go of all of the beliefs and why you can't? And you just did it. Because that's what trust is all about. That's what having faith in the Creator is all about. It's about letting go of all of your thoughts, all of your beliefs, and just being okay. Being okay with your life, being okay with situations and circumstances, being okay with everything. And feeling the peace that comes with that. You are beginning to understand that you have power. And we want you to continue to allow that power to grow. Because it is when you are coming from that love, from that power within you, that you are truly being the magnificent being that you have come here to be. You are standing in your joy. So we want you to relax. Spend time every day just being. You don't have to have all of the answers. You don't have to solve everybody else's problems. There really aren't any. Let it go. Whatever it is, let it go. Show the others how they can allow their lives to be filled with the love of the Creator by allowing your life to be filled with the love of the Creator. You are not at battle with the world. You are one with all. Trust, love, and be. That's all you need to do. We are with you always, and we love you always. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay, that's
thank
what
you.
I wanted to show you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right, so now
okay.
We can focus on just breathing and being and knowing that everything is fine.
Oh, good. And if you guys could say prayers, too, and put, just put out some good vibes for the water protectors here and the whole situation in North Dakota, because it's getting tense now.
That's why he's telling you to relax, let go, breathe, trust, know that it's all fine. It's not getting intense. It's just what it is. There's nothing to worry about.
Okay, I've actually been able to sleep in a hotel last night and tonight. I mean, rather, the last two nights. So I can get back to camp ASAP as soon as everybody wakes up.
Take it one step at a time. Remember, you're not there to save the world today. So.
No, but to stand with everyone, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, stand in love so you can create miracles.
All right. Okay, lots of love to both of you. You're both really kind and really thank you.
Oh, God bless
thank
you, Helena.
Thank you for calling. Thank you.
And have
thank
fun.
You. Okay.
Okay, let's go to our next caller from area code 904. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Corinne.
Hi, what can we do for you today?
I just wanted some messages. This is my first time really trying to be brave, so I just want to know just if there's anything that they want me to know to help me get a clearer direction as to where I'm supposed to go.
Okay. Let's see what we get for you. DC, what do you have?
Yes, good morning, Corinne. This is DC. So nice to talk to you, and thank you for calling us.
Good morning.
Good morning. The first thing I'm getting, Archangel Michael is coming forward, and Corinne, he's asking you to just breathe, okay? Take a slow, deep breath, and this is going to help to bring inner peace and balance, okay? So we're going to breathe in the calm, and then we're going to breathe out the stress. Okay, and he's symbolically handing you a sword and shield, and he wants you to use these as powerful tools for stress, hon, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, Corinne, you're breathing so shallow, okay? And I'm sort of feeling like, you know, like sort of that fight or flight response, okay? And
yes.
Breathing is, it's a function that we don't even have to think about. But when we're stressed, our breathing rate changes, okay? And again, we get into that fight or flight response. And I don't
mm-hmm.
know if you're familiar with yoga, but in yoga, the breath is known as prana or, you know, universal energy. And this is really, you know, our breath is used to really find balance between the body and the mind. And Archangel Michael affirms that conscious breathing is just as important for your health as your diet and exercise. So he's saying, Corinne, consciously be aware that each day, you know, just take a couple moments and just focus on your breathing, okay? And
okay.
Most people have tension in their shoulders, their neck, their back. He's saying, you know, relax these areas and just breathe deeply. And take even like a deep sigh, and that could also balance your energy, you know, for the body quickly. But breathe
okay.
in those feelings of calm, breathe out the feelings of stress, and you're going to notice how relaxed and calm you become. It's just a natural relaxation technique, and it really helps us to stay in control of our stress, okay? So whenever you feel like stress coming on or pressure, you know, go back to that breathing exercise, okay? And you're going to be rebalanced really quickly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay.
I've been
and Jesus,
to do that.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. Jesus is saying, Corinne, you are the light of the world. And my dog Ginger's on the other side. And she's saying, Corinne, you know, you sit at the center of the sun. You're the universe. So she's asking you just to go within yourself and just be. And Corinne, she's saying, you are enough, and it is enough, okay? And as you, like, go within, she's saying, look at all that you've created, Corinne, and just, you know, have gratitude for everything and all the experiences that, you know, until this moment. And give, you know, give thanks for all that you've created. You are part of that bigger energy, the great I am energy, okay?
Okay.
And Jesus wants you to know that, Corinne, nothing happens by, you know, accident, okay? There are no coincidences, okay?
Okay.
He's saying, you know, don't you think, you know, the same as yourself? You are this magnificent living being, Corinne. You have to see yourself as that. And the angels are showing me you were this caterpillar, but now you're this beautiful, beautiful butterfly. And you're being asked, the angels are saying, Corinne, celebrate the power within. Accept the changes that are coming in your life. Have faith and trust. Have some patience. You're going through a beautiful transformation, okay? And this is one of the most inspiring times in your life, okay? So basically just go with the flow and know that the angels are with you. There's nothing to be worried about, okay? And embrace this new that's coming to be, okay?
Okay.
So it's
thank you
just live each moment, enjoy each moment, and through this beautiful change, there's going to be so many opportunities for you to just, you know, to be the person you want to be and just really celebrate it. And just, you know, every day say, I celebrate, you know, the changes in my life. I celebrate me, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting from the angels, Corinne, please focus your energy. There is, you know, there's amazing power when you put, you know, that strong intention out there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hon. And we have Archangel Raphael coming forward, and she's saying, you know, Corinne, be that which you seek. Give that which you ask for and receive all that you wish to give. There are no conditions. There are no limitations in the realm of spirit, and there's no delay in the realm of spirit. There's only acceptance. There is only love, and there is only, you know, light. There is only that which serves the highest and best good for you and all around you. Corinne, are you willing to experience unconditional love?
Yes. Yeah.
She's saying only in the giving can you then receive all that you desire. Express unconditional love first to yourself, and then you shall have unconditional love to share with others. Practice being unconditional. You will experience freedom like you've never experienced before, Corinne. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And I'm getting that, you know, you are going to have recognition for, you know, all of your accomplishments, hon, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are congratulating you that you've, you know, you've put a lot of effort in, and I see accomplishments. Okay, I'm seeing maybe like there might be some kind of awards. I mean, this is like really a big recognition, okay?
Okay.
So start recognizing all that you, you know, you do yourself, and that's the key here. You know, recognize and acknowledge and just be really proud of yourself,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm wondering, are you getting enough sunlight? Because Archangel Raphael is, you know, saying that you should get out more, like in nature, just get a little bit more sun.
I actually went out, and I think I heard that yesterday when I was in the wood yesterday, because I normally sit in the room a lot lately, and I don't really go out.
And he's also asking about your diet, possibly. Like, I know, like, when people get stressed, they eat crazy things.
Yes.
You know, so I'm getting, if you ask Archangel Raphael to come in, he'll help you, like, with any kind of cravings that you're having.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, I've been eating, I've been off meat for a while, and then I've started back with processed meat a little bit.
Okay, okay. Well, it's just, you know, just do a little bit at a time. Don't go crazy with it. Just one little thing at a time is the way to go. Okay? And it's just, this is just like a time for you to just like relax, pause, take a couple breaths, you know. Go for that walk and connect with the nature angels, the fairies. And they're also going to help you with the anxiety that you're going through. And you're going to find that you're, you know, you come back and you feel more peaceful, okay?
Okay.
And again, like I said, you're in that transformation phase there, so you're almost that big, beautiful butterfly. Be open to, you know, all the ideas that are coming your way, okay?
Okay.
And just take it slow. Take your time. Don't rush, okay? And
okay.
And that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say to you today.
Okay.
My beloved, we want you to recognize that you create your experience, and you create your experience with what you believe. And so sometimes it is simply a matter of turning those beliefs around. Instead of seeing something as wrong, see it as a blessing. And you can do this with any thought that comes into your mind. Because you have been taught to see what is wrong. And as you are changing, you are letting go of the whole concept that there needs to be anything wrong. And sometimes this is the hardest thing for people to do, because you hear about the wrong over and over and over. So we strongly advise you to disconnect from the media. To just let all of that go. The world will happen the way the world is happening, whether you tune into it or not. And start being aware of what you are thinking what you are feeling in each moment. So instead of thinking thoughts that are making you anxious, turn them into blessings. Instead of seeing situations as being turmoil and confusion, see them as gifts. Start being grateful for what you used to be afraid of. Instead of seeing the fact that you've started eating this processed meat as a problem in your life, thank God for giving you the variety of things that you can eat, that you can enjoy, for all of the love that is in everything that you consume. And it really doesn't matter what it is you're consuming, because the Creator is in everything. So there is love, no matter what it is. Start accepting that love. Start allowing yourself to be that love. It's not a matter of waiting for the world to change. It's changing yourself. It's seeing the beauty. It's living that love. So when you are grieving, make sure that you are letting go. Letting go of any doubts, any worries, anything that makes you feel less than joyful. And at first it may seem like everything you are thinking is not making you joyful. Don't let that overwhelm you. Just continue to breathe and let go. As you are transforming your thoughts into love and gratitude. So you see, it's not a matter of things in your life changing. It's a matter of you changing your life. Because you really do have that power. And your life starts with you. So be aware. Be aware of what you are creating. And let go of the things that no longer work for you. Because you don't have to hang on to anything, ever. And start allowing yourself to trust. To trust your own heart, your own guidance. To trust the Creator within you. Which makes it easier and easier for you to let go. We are with you. And if you have any questions, ask us. We hear everything. Everything you say, everything you think. We are always with you. So know that you're never alone. And you are always loved. Be well, my beloved. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you, sweetie.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. Oh, and they're just surrounding you with all these beautiful, hugging, loving angels right now. So just let yourself feel it because it's there.
Thank you again. I really do appreciate it. I understand. It's what I need.
Well, wonderful. Well, great. Well, thank you for calling and asking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to mute you so you can stay on as long as you like. Okay. All right, let's see. And our next caller is area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara DC. This is Lena. How are you doing?
We're doing
good,
great,
Lena.
How about you?
I'm better, thanks. I have an interview today. Actually, I had one last Friday that I thought went very well. I'm really surprised. The woman hasn't called me yet, but anyway, I have to still keep looking until I get, hired from someone. But anyway, I have an interview today that's scheduled this afternoon, so I want to see what you see about anything, if I get this job or if the other one's going to come through. I mean, it'd be great if they both came through. I'd have to pick one, and so I'm just wanted to see what you girls thought about me finding a job coming up soon because I'm a little concerned about not having a paycheck.
Okay, Lena, this is DC. I'm getting like a thumbs up. Don't be worried. I mean, this is a time of, you know, change, and it's going in a positive direction.
Mhm.
And things are going to move really fast, and they're, you know, the universe is working with you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing you're like sort of in this boat, and you're crossing the ocean to go to better, like, shores. This is what the angels are showing me. So please don't worry, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm feeling like you're holding on to a little bit too much fear, okay?
Yeah, probably.
And we never should worry. We should just, like, give it to God and the angels and open up to, you know, all the, you know, the good that's going to come to us. And Jesus is coming in and saying, Lena, each circumstance is a gift, and in each experience there's a beautiful hidden treasure. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting you know that, Lena, that your mind is filled with so many thoughts, and they're these very old thoughts, okay? And he's saying they're not only old thoughts, mostly they're someone else's thoughts. So it's important right now to change your mind about things, okay? And
yeah.
You're supposed to start thinking, you know, in a new way, because you're becoming this beautiful new person, and these old thoughts are sort of like outdated clothing that doesn't fit you anymore, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
And you've worked hard, you know, and, you know, all your efforts are going to, you know, be put forth in helping you to find, like, a new job, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Angels are with you. They're giving you messages. And all you have to do is just, you know, go within, be quiet, be still, and listen. And you're going to get all the messages. And know that the angels are supporting you and they're helping you with this, okay?
Good.
So just, you know, you've got to sort of, what I'm getting is, like, step out of that comfort zone that you have, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting big changes are coming. You know, please don't get discouraged, okay, because you have, like, a lot of fear in regard to this question that you asked, okay?
Yeah.
You're safe. You're safe in your body and your physical needs. Everything is going to be safe, and you're safe to make these changes. Lena, feel empowered. Go forward, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have everything that you need to, you know, to go forward on this journey, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just, you know what, just have an attitude of gratitude. Say thanks for everything that, you know, you've had up to this point. And, mm-hmm. you know, be thankful for the people in your life that are helping you. And my dog Ginger is saying, this is a great time to connect with your inner child and have a play date. You know, get out the coloring books, you know, the paints, the crayons, the Play-Doh. Get in touch with your, you know, with your inner child, and you're going to get in touch with your creative self, okay? And when you do that, you get to see the world in a whole new way, Lena, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
And Archangel Michael is with you, and he's letting you know, hon, you are protected. And know that you
mm-hmm.
need only call his name, and, beloved, he's going to be right next to you. Know you need only think my name. Know I am by your side, Lena, in an instant. Know you are always protected without delay, without condition. No one asked, I go before thee, cleansing, releasing, all that is not of love and light. Know these things to be true, for truth lights the casting out of shadows and darkness. Beloved, you are always protected, okay? So you are always protected, okay, hon?
Mm-hmm.
I want to
yeah.
ask you, I'm just feeling, I don't know if it's something you're using around the house or maybe you're eating something, but there's something that's causing like a sensitivity within you, Archangel Raphael is asking.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
know.
So
what
I don't
do
know
mean?
If it's your cleaning products, you know, if it's,
mm-hmm.
but there's something around you, like there, it could be even your thoughts, like that you need to really detoxify is what I'm getting, okay?
Yeah.
And just, I don't know if you eat organic foods, but when possible, you know, like try to eat organic, that it really helps, hon, okay?
Yeah, I do. It's expensive, though.
Well, when they sometimes have them on sale, and they're actually, like, at the store, if you look, they're actually sometimes cheaper, you know, than the regular produce, and that's when I buy it, you know, when it's on
yeah.
sale. But you have, you know, the angels coming forward, and they're saying, Lena, this is the end of difficult times, okay? And the angels are showing me, like, this big weight is being lifted off of your shoulders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
and I'm asking. Okay, like when I said like detoxifying and stuff, are you like, do you get nervous and maybe take stuff to like maybe self-medicate or something, because I'm getting sort of like there's some kind of like codependency.
No, but my twin brother, he every time I get a reading, people always pick up on my twin brother.
Okay, so then that might be your twin brother. Okay, that makes sense.
And he's an alcoholic, and he's on antidepressants. I'm not on anything.
Okay.
I hardly drink, and I don't touch medication. I'm probably the opposite of him.
Okay, so maybe it's his energy that I'm feeling. Okay. And we have Archangel Ariel. She's with you, hon. And she has a very, very strong energy. Okay. And she's helping you as well and letting you know there's, you know, no one is going to come and harm you. Okay.
Okay.
So she's going to help you to become stronger. And whenever I see Archangel Ariel, I always see, I don't know if it's like a tiger or a lion that like comes with her, steps in. Okay. It's a tiger. Okay. So she's going to help you to have that great strength and courage that you're needing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's carrying a shield as well. And just know that, you know, you have all the beautiful angels with you. You have your divine team. And what I'm getting is just move forward, hon, and just know that you're divinely guided. There's nothing to worry about, okay?
Okay.
You're asked to really connect with that inner wisdom that you have. And I'm getting, Lena, you have the ability to manifest so many amazing things, okay? Just stay positive, and you're going to find that you're going to have these great spiritual insights, okay? And that are going to help you to continue on your journey. I hope that helped you, hon.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. God bless, Lena.
Thank you. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Lena. Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say to you today. We want you to know that you are making progress. You are changing your life. So don't doubt that. So make sure that when you are looking at situations, you are looking at the blessings. When you are thinking about these jobs and these interviews, be grateful. Be grateful that you are getting these interviews. Be grateful that these interviews are feeling good, that you are positive and uplifted as a result of them. Be grateful that the Creator is providing for you. Because everything flows into your life from the Creator. And the more you are being grateful, the more you are expressing that gratitude and feeling that gratitude, the more you are creating more to be grateful. That is something that so many people have a difficulty with. Because they look at situations in their lives and they see what is wrong with them and they are feeling what is wrong with them and they are wondering, why is God cursing me with this? Everything is wrong. But it's actually them. They are creating it because it is the energy that you are putting out that God is saying, okay, she wants more of that. So if the energy you are putting out is fear and desperation, you get more fear and desperation. But if the energy you are putting out is gratitude and joy, then you get more gratitude and joy. So this is how you create your life. It is not a matter of the world is doing anything to you. It is you and your belief that you are seeing manifest. So allow yourself to know that you are loved, that you are provided for, that it is possible for you to have a magnificent life, to have a wonderful job, to get paid more than enough to live on, to have all of your needs met. Start being grateful for those things and let go of everything else. Anything else that comes up, just see it drifting away. You don't need to hang on to any negative thoughts, feelings, beliefs. They're not essential to your life. Just let them go. And this is all just a part of your transformation. And you are doing great. So continue to love yourself and open up to the greatness that is within you. And know you are on the path that is changing your life. So keep up the good work. And we are with you. ask us anything you need to ask. You know that we are on your side. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you, sweetie.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling, and good luck on the interviews.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. And we are now going to the caller from area code 203. All right, computer. There. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, ladies. This is Dakita. How are you?
Well, fine. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I thank God. I've been going through the pressure cooker, but, you know, I just catch myself at times just cracking the smile. So I'm just so grateful that, you know, although it's not an isolated situation, we're not bugging out, you know, there are those, I even observe the impatientness on the road, you know, they just run the red light, they just, you know, trying to cut through just to go ahead instead of just looking at the bigger picture, you know, we're still going to get there. You understand?
That's
and I
true.
Understand this, you know. I mean, I'm learning how to bow down before the things that I had created and learn how to be humble and stay in humility. And it's not easy because now I am facing termination. But I still have this uncanny joy, and I know I'm not going crazy. And I know each time that I turn around, I hear something reminding me, God is in control. You're relaxed. It's going to be okay. Just keep looking forward. You know, you can't go back and fix it. Already done happened. Keep on going. You know what I mean?
Same. That is true, yes. Well, wonderful.
I don't know if it's going to be wonderful, but can you ladies please tell me about this court case that I have coming up, because I have to do a hearing. So I want to know, will I be heard or will I just be, because I know delay is not saying that I am denied. So I know I'm at a resting place, but now I got to fight for my foundation, which is my home. So.
Okay. Well, let's see what kind of messages they have for you about all of this. Okay, DC, are
you
here?
Hi, this is, yes, this is DC. I'm here.
Hi, Miss DC.
I'm getting, you know, when you started to tell Barbara and myself, like, about what was going on, Jesus mm-hmm. was showing me, like, earthquakes and tornadoes. There was floods. There was hurricanes. And sort of, it represented, like, sort of like cycles of life, hun. So, just know that, you know, it's just like, you know, just stay in the rhythm of it. It's going to be fine, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just stay within the rhythms of your life and just keep doing what you love to do and do nothing else. As far as, like, what you asked about, everything is going to turn out all right, okay? So
okay.
Just focus on what it is, your joy, and focus on, you know, what it is that you want to do, okay?
Okay.
So the first thing that you're thinking of, you know, Jesus is saying, go with that. Imagine that, you know, imagine the you that you, you know, you would be if you lived that every thought that you had every day. Imagine what,
mm-hmm.
what would you do with yourself? What would you think? What would you say? How would others respond? Okay? Do you see any difference between that and what you think, do, and say now? You know, so really, you know, focus on you, hun. You know what I'm saying? But everything is going to turn out all right, okay? And I'm getting, pay attention to your dreams. Are you realizing that you're getting all this beautiful divine guidance while you're sleeping?
Oh, yeah. I see it.
I mean,
and,
if you,
you know,
don't, it's okay because you're receiving it regardless. It's there, stored within your unconscious mind. And when you need it, it'll surface, hun, okay?
Okay.
So, so if you're not, like, consciously aware of it, it's okay because you're still receiving what you need to receive. And my dog Ginger is showing me sort of like you're being swept off your feet. You've got to stay grounded. But I feel like, I don't know if you have someone special in your life, but I feel like someone special is coming.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what she's showing me. And I'm getting as well is just don't let others try to, like talk into doing something, okay, that isn't what you feel within is the right thing for you, okay?
Right.
And just, you know, see everyone's light. It's within you, it's within me, it's within everyone. Just, you know, see the light that's there within all of us. And with the light that I'm seeing, I'm getting I feel like your energy is just like, it's like, bam, all this light is within you now, hon. I'm getting that you two are like a natural healer. You have natural healing abilities. You can use it to guide this, your situation, helping others. Are you aware of that? Are you a healer?
I am aware that I love motivation. I stay in that place, so I'm always giving that. And, you know.
Okay. Use that beautiful energy. Focus it on you and stuff and radiate that love and light, okay? We have the angel of love coming in, and she's saying, you're whole, you're complete, you're perfect right now in this moment, and there's nothing that you have to do. There's nothing that you have to change. Just go with him because the love of the Creator burns so brightly, illuminating the way for you, and allow the light within to radiate out for all others to see, and be willing to love you as you would have others love you, and be compassionate today, be forgiving today, and be loving today, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And that's my message, honey. I hope that it helped. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you for my portion.
Thank you.
Okay. One of the things before Jesus is going to flow through, I'm supposed to say this. Okay, yeah, I am. Think of the situation like the court case, like the termination, like whatever it is that's going on in your life, and start expressing your gratitude for it.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
not just being grateful for the court case, but being grateful for all of the miracles that it is creating in your life, all of the wonderful things that are going to come about as a result of it. Because that is what I'm getting is actually going to happen. So start expressing your gratitude for that. And anytime those little thoughts pop up that say, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do, blah, 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 just, you know, see them as clouds in the sky, thoughts drifting through your mind, let them go on by and off wherever mm-hmm. they need to go. Don't get stuck in them. Just be grateful. And say it out loud. You know, thank God that I have this court case and that this is going to bring all of these amazing changes into my life. And, oh, my gosh, it was delayed so that it can get even better. This is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Start looking at things with that positive attitude and putting that positive energy out so that you can actually create what you are actually going to enjoy and love. Okay. Now, I'm finished, and I will let Jesus flow through.
Thank you.
My beloved, you already know the answers. You already know. You are connected with your heart, with your guidance, with your love that is within you. And you are simply making that transition in your life to letting go of who you used to be and becoming who you are. And that's what all of this is about. Because in order for you to clearly see your power, you have to have circumstances that require that you stand in it, that require that you be who you are. And that's all this is. These really are gifts. We know that sometimes the gifts that you receive don't actually look like gifts. We don't tie them up with pretty bows and ribbons and have streamers and sparklers. But they are still gifts.
Yes.
They are opportunities for you to open your heart for yourself and for the whole world. But it's a learning to love yourself, to accept that you deserve more. That isn't how you change. Part of your evolution. So no matter what circumstances are going on, no matter how dark they may seem, no matter what anybody else says, you know that everything is a gift. Everything is an opportunity for your growth. Everything is an opportunity for you to notice what you want to keep and what you're ready to let go of. And to notice that there are people in your life that you are ready to step away from so that you can step away from them. And this is not a bad thing. You're not hurting anyone. You're not doing any harm. You are simply making your own choices.
Right.
And that's your right. That's your gift. Embrace that. And we want to remind you again that you are not here to save the world. You are here for you. Don't worry. God has the world in his hands. He can handle it. You take care of you. You be the love that you are. And that's all you need to do. That's all you ever need to do. Live your life from love. So now you know. And go forth and love yourself. We are so excited to see what's going to happen next. We have a whole line of gifts to give you, and we hope that you enjoy them. This is a wonderful time in your existence. Enjoy it and be love. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Ms. Barbara and Ms. DC. You ladies have a wonderful day.
You are so welcome.
Thank you for my portion.
God bless, hon.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we have one question from the chat room, and then we are done. Okay. And the question is, and this is Gigi again. I'm clearing things up with a friend today. He is not communicating with me, and I have made a choice, and I have to make a choice on it now. Is it too long? What should I do? And actually, I was guided to send her a message, and the message was basically to let go. And she responded, I cannot let go, running out of money, have opened my heart. How much do I have to wait?
Wow. Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm feeling, Barbara, she's sort of like on this overload. She's overwhelmed with all this harsh energy from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's got to, you know, give herself permission, you know, to really to choose people that, you know, really like encourage her and enlighten her. And I just feel like this is a very harsh situation she's, you know, in. And she's got to, you know, she's got to have the courage to step away, you know, and there's, she doesn't have to explain anything. She just, you know, I'm getting, you know, like, just step away, okay? And it only, this is only like a problem if you allow it to be, okay? So you've got to watch that you don't put yourself in situations that make you feel like, you know, the way you're feeling. I feel like, oh my gosh, like she's so depleted of her energy and like, there's nothing but like harsh energy around her, and I feel like completely overwhelmed. And I feel like she's feeling completely overwhelmed with the situation. And she's just, she needs to sit quietly, be alone, and just reconnect, go within, and let the angels, let Jesus, Mother Mary, let them all come in and connect with her. Because I'm getting that she needs a little bit of self-care right now, Barbara. She needs to just get away and like reconnect within. Okay, and I mean, that's what I'm being shown. She's dealing with too much right now, and she's like on overload is what the angels are showing me.
Okay.
And that's, and I'm getting Jesus wants her to listen to her feelings, you know. Listen to your thoughts. Listen to what you're experiencing, you know. And I'm just feeling once she does, she's going to realize what's going on. And she really needs to, you know, focus on her and just, you know, and just, you know, figure out what it is that she's wanting, okay? I mean, you know, when you step away and you let everything, you know, just take, you know, take, you know, let it, like, work its course, I guess, run its course and stuff, she's going to see that, you know, things are going to work out for her highest and best. But I just feel like right now she doesn't, you know, she can't even, you know, take on anymore. She's got to get away, you know, and just... You really, like, surround herself with positive people and positive energy. And, Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay, wonderful. All right, let's see what else Jesus wants to say to Gigi. Beloved, it is time to go within. It is really time for you to just sit and go within. Because you have so much going on in your life, so much turmoil, so much confusion, it's time to let it go. Let it go. You are not responsible for what other people are doing or not doing. You cannot make someone talk to you. Let it go. Give them space. And some people will come back and some people won't. And it is okay, no matter what. You are learning about yourself, about what you are creating. And when you are in all of that turmoil and confusion and thinking all of those turmoil, tumultuous and confusing thoughts, you are creating more turmoil and confusion. If you're tired of the turmoil and confusion, let it go. Start changing those thoughts. Start expressing your gratitude for what you are learning, for the opportunities that you are being given to change your life, because that's what this is. That's what it's all about. So let it go. And the more you let go, the more peace you will find, the more love you will create. This is your life. You are the one that gets to choose what you are experiencing. You are not at the mercy of all of these other people. You are not a victim. You never have been. You never will be. Because you are creating what you are experiencing of what no longer works for you. Let go of the need to control others. Let go of the fear and the doubt. Let go of the lack. Start accepting that you are loved. That you are loved. Start allowing the Creator to bless you with whatever you need. Start recognizing your own value. It will change your life. It is time to let go. Okay, Gigi, we hope that that helped. And we appreciate your listening to the show and asking your question in the chat room. All right, DC, I think we are finished. We've taken care of everyone. Life feels good.
And I think Ginger wants us to laugh a little bit more. I'm looking at my Facebook page, and I don't know if this is a plaque or whatever, but it says, Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite. I don't know where that came from, honestly. Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. I've never seen it before, and there it is staring at me. Oh, my goodness. That is
well,
so good. Funny.
Laughter is a wonderful part of life.
He just wants us to laugh or laugh. It was a little bit, I guess, the energy, to clear up the energy, you know?
Yeah. Good. Well, wonderful. Well, everyone, we will be back next Tuesday with Mornings with Jesus. So come and join us again, and we send you all lots and lots of love. And definitely spend some time laughing today.
Oh, yes.
Now if I could just talk. Okay. Thank you all for listening. And we will talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.